children. What are we gonna do to show we care? How are we gonna be there for our children when they feel that life has just not been that fair?
Good evening, and welcome back to Mask's weekly radio show on Family Matters. Mask, Mothers and Fathers Aligned, Saving Kids. And we are in our 22nd year. We've already passed our 50,000th family over the years that have reached out to MASK, and we are here to help you with any of your questions. If you need a referral, whether it's for mental health, drugs, alcohol, gambling, internet addiction, molestation, or any mental health issues, please call our confidential number, and that is 718-758-0400. And when I started MASK, it was Mothers Aligned Saving Kids, and then 3 years later, I added the fathers, mothers and fathers. There are many divorced families out there, and yet we get them to attend groups, go to therapy together to help their children, their loved one. Even if you're divorced, please call the helpline. We will help you help your loved one. So maybe you want to write down our number for yourself, for your neighbor, someone you sit next to in shul. Our number, again, confidentially, you can call anonymous, and that is 718-758-0400 from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. And you can go on to maskparents.org and listen to our previous radio interviews and get some more information to help your family members. So go on maskparents.org, make a donation so that we can help other families that are struggling with whether it's rehab, whether it's recovering coaches, whether it's getting them psychiatrists and therapists. So many people need help financially to get their families help. So please be our partner. Your funds go directly to the client's treatment plan, and this way we can help families. So tonight, I am so happy to have with us a very dear friend and colleague, and I would like to welcome Therese Burns and her daughter, Chelsea Lawrence. Good evening. How are you, both of you?
Good evening, Rahana. Thanks so much for having us tonight. And thanks to your staff and especially MASK. I was so happy to meet you and learn about the incredible work that MASK does last year when I was at the Nefesh conference. And I'm very honored that you invited us to let your listeners know about what we do and how we can help support a family struggling with all kinds of addiction and or mental health issues.
Thank you. And I'd like to welcome Chelsea. How are you?
Thank you so much. It's an honor to be here. And thank you to MASK. You know, we really are honored to participate in a program that sees this as a family work, because that's really what we do with our agency. And so we're so grateful that you have this service to provide. So thank you for having us on.
Thank you, and I'm glad to have you on. And it was so much fun at the Nefesh conference, where over 500 therapists attended from Thursday morning till Sunday night, and it was great. I'm a Nefesh board member, and we have programs all through the year, trainings for early professionals, therapists, ongoing. We offer CU credits, psychiatrists, therapists, askanim attend our conference, which is so informative, and they give us maybe 2 hours of fun. We really work hard there, right, Therese?
Yes.
It's hard work.
Conference. Yes.
Yeah, real professional conference. So yeah. Let's get right to it. We are going to be talking about recovery coaches and companions. And before I do talk about GEMA Recovery Group and what it is and ask you about it for my listeners, I really want to touch on the topic of confusion. And that is that our young adults and some addicts out there, I'm sure, are really confused now since marijuana has been approved to be able to use it in so many states that it's acceptable. And I feel that all my employees that do in-school work, when the kids are in school and they raise their hands and they bring up the question like, why are you saying marijuana is not good for us? Why is it dangerous? Like, you know, these are really confusing messages now to some, to those that have that gene or those that self-medicate. So I was wondering, Therese, if you can please share with my listeners your feelings on this, please.
Well, I have, you know, personal feelings about the legalization of marijuana. At the end of the day, it is akin to alcohol in that alcohol is also legal. And as you said, if you have the gene and that you have a type of allergy to the substance of alcohol or marijuana or any other drug, then it will affect you in a different way than it affects other people. So, you know, addiction is a self-diagnosed disease, so we can't tell anyone they're an addict until they come to that realization in their own heart and soul, and they've hit their own personal bottom, which might be physical, emotional, or spiritual. So, you know, it's really out there for everyone to make their own decision about how they, if they want to engage in the use of pot now that it's legal.
You know, there are people that really don't understand that the pot from the 60s is different than it is today. So can you touch on the topic in general of fentanyl and why, in general, drugs today are different than the 60s?
It's a completely different animal. We have no idea what they're lacing the marijuana with now. Fentanyl is very, yeah, of course, very common ingredient. And, you know, that's a lot of calls that we get from parents are, as you said, you know, they're confused because they don't understand why their kids are, their teenagers are using the drug and marijuana and have such a high degree of lethargy, and that they can't really be motivated to go out and live their lives and make progress. And they can't understand because when they, as you said, in the 60s were smoking pot, you know, they got some giggles and they were able to, you know, sustain some kind of productivity, you know. But it just affects them largely in such a deeper way because you don't know what's in it.
I think the other thing, too, is that this is the disease of alcoholism or addiction is progressive. And so what may start out as, you know, a family member noticing addictive behavior with one substance, you know, the tolerance gets higher as you use more and more. And then you need more and more, and then you have to explore other avenues. So that what might start as marijuana can then segue into a number of different substances. So to us, it's less a matter of what is the substance, and it's more a matter of what is the behavior around it. And that's really what we focus on with working with families and working with clients.
So let's get right to it, and let's talk about GEMA Recovery Group. You want to tell our listeners what is Gemma Recovery Group and how you got started in the field of recovery, please?
Sure. Gemma was started in 2013. We have 49 recovery coaches and companions all over the country. They're all very proactive, experienced men and women of all different ages and all different specialties. We have, you know, two who are nurses, and everyone has different experiences, some with eating disorders, some with hoarding, some with gaming and tech screen addiction. But everyone has their own recovery. Chelsea Lawrence and I both have our own recovery, and we were both doing the work of a recovery coach, me on the East Coast and Chelsea on the West Coast, for many years before we decided to join forces and start our own agency. So, and that's how Gemma Recovery Group came about.
So, you know, my listeners, really, for those that are dealing with family members that are addicts, they really need an education of the benefits of having a coach or a companion. Not everybody really understands that benefit. There are times that family members, you know, send their child for 30 days, 90 days, a year to inpatient, and they think that, okay, we spent $10 million already, we borrowed from everyone money, they're now coming home, they should be fine. After 30 days or 90 days, they should be 100% fine. They were on drugs for 4 years, but 30 days inpatient, and suddenly they're fine. So I really want you to understand that the listeners first have to understand the benefits of a recovery coach and a companion. So let's get right to it. Why would somebody, after being inpatient, a long period of time even, not 30 days, a long period of time, why would they need a coach or a companion?
Thank you. Yeah, that's a great question. And I think most people aren't really clear on, you know, what a recovery companion actually does, because it's a relatively new service, or it's a service that was for a long time not discussed, and people didn't know that it was available to them. So a lot of the unrest and stress for somebody who's going into treatment is the transition time, right? So when they're coming out of this program where they were in a cocoon, where their needs were all being met, it was a very safe, non-triggering environment that they were in for 30, 60, or 90 days, to then all of a sudden go back home and to be confronted with the wreckage of whatever they left before they went into treatment is a real trigger, and can create a lot of anxiety, not only for the person who just went into treatment, but also for the family, because the family didn't get to have that time often, you know, to go process what they were going through, which is equally valuable and important, an important part of the recovery process. So what we offer is somebody who has their own personal and professional experience in the world of recovery and addiction, and they're able to help with that transition. We really think it's imperative that there's some support there for when people are coming out of treatment, because as we know, treatment is not a guarantee of recovery, and it's to have the kind of insurance of somebody to help them with whatever's coming up when they come out of treatment is invaluable. So the other thing that does is it allows the family to be the family. So the mom can be the mom and not have to step in and try to be the police officer or fill a different role. And that's another part of the recovery, is that the family unit gets to return to their roles and the individual gets to focus on their recovery. So our companions go and live with clients for, you know, however long is needed. And we work as a team.
They can also work too, you know, for a number of hours through the day.
Yeah,
it doesn't always have to be live-in. It's whatever, you know, is wanted, whatever kind of support is asked for.
Yeah, and I think the biggest thing with Recovery Companions is it allows the opportunity to work creatively. So, you know, we create a customized program and approach that is unique and specific to everybody. And because we work one-on-one with clients and families, we're able to do that. So whatever the living circumstances are, whatever the family dynamics are, we really work to create a program that is going to work for them.
So, of course, there's a fee. Is it a set fee? Is it a package fee? How does that work?
Our fee for a 24-hour live-in companion is $1,400 for that 24-hour period. And if it's, you know, of course, there's different, you know, we have a two-hour minimum as far as if someone just wants coaching during the day. And then, you know, it goes from there.
So a two-hour, every day 2 hours, 7 days a week, is that by the hour?
Yeah, two-hour minimum. So it'll be, you know, roughly $300 for those 2 hours.
Got it. Wow. Wow. So now they got to mortgage out their next house for all these programs. But the truth is, it is so valuable because when, like you said, someone's discharged and they got to come back into life, just that transition alone can be so difficult on the family and on the individual. The triggers, you know, some people, if they smoke up in their bathroom, then just the bathroom will be, you know, difficult. If they sit outside on their bench in their backyard and going home and sitting there again clean can be a trigger. So just reintroducing them back into family and life, it is so valuable as inpatient, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Agreed. Yeah.
So let's talk about where you're located. Do you only have, you know, in New York? Are you, where are you?
Right. We're based in New York City. We have companions all over the country, Utah, California, Alaska. I have them all over the country just because that's where they happen to live. I've really searched them out to find the most professional coaches who have a lot of heart and who are very proactive. You know, they're not babysitters at all. They come in and really assess what are the short-term goals. You know, they meet the clients where they are. And, you know, they develop a plan on how to get the clients to where they want to be, how to, you know, grow their self-esteem. And so if I think that someone in L.A. would be a really great fit for someone in New York, I'd rather fly them in from L.A. and have them meet and have them stay with the client, as opposed to just pairing a companion in with someone just because they happen to live nearby. I think it's important for the companion and the client to really think and for the client to be inspired by the companion.
And so what are some of the services actually that you treat?
We treat addiction of all kinds, eating disorders, gambling, rage addiction. We treat hoarding, executive functioning support. We work with people who are borderline, bipolar, every kind of you know, drug and alcohol addiction, and you know, screen addiction, gaming, just really goes on and on. You know, wherever people are feeling that they need support, you know, we can help give them tools to work past it
and
through it.
And sometimes, too, people, there are clients who have been to treatment multiple times and they're just not willing or able to go again. And we can also assist with that. So sometimes families will look into having a companion come when they feel like they're not in a place to support another trip to treatment, or maybe, you know, the individual can't get away from, you know, they have work and they have children and it's just not feasible for them to go away to treatment again. And so that's when a companion can really step in for any of those, you know, addictions that were mentioned. But I think that's important to note as well.
Absolutely. Like you said, not everybody could afford to go inpatient.
Yeah.
This is an alternative, you know, method of treatment, actually, is they go to their own therapist, but then the therapist doesn't always go to the house. And sometimes they really need, you know, to get out of bed in the morning is hard for some people that are depressed. So having a coach, you know, if they need to go to work, and once they're at work, they're doing great, just to get them up and going. I mean, it sounds like for a regular healthy person, it sounds like give me a break. But for someone that really suffers with depression or an addict and they're struggling with really putting the right foot forward, having someone come for 2 hours every day just to get them started, to reboot them and get them on the right track, make a schedule, get them to go to 12-step meetings, etc. This is very valuable to them. And it's as important as getting them inpatient. So I just see it as another piece and an expense, being honest, but another piece to the puzzle of recovery.
I was just going to say, I think it's great to what you're discussing, and we so appreciate the acknowledgement of that. It's just as important because it is kind of, you know, it's different than having a babysitter where we go in and really create a customized program. So it's great to have to differentiate, like you're saying.
Absolutely.
The goal.
And you know what I want to add? I want to add something for my listeners to realize. Sometimes someone gets out of rehab, and thank God, while they were in rehab, if they're a mask parent, then they all know that while your loved one is in rehab, you must be in a program. 12-step, going to mass support groups, having a therapist, learning about your child or your loved one's, your relative, your sibling, your spouse's illness, and whatever they're suffering with. And many times, there's a family wedding, and we get a phone call, and they say, my child is coming home, and I'm so scared he's going to be drinking at the wedding or whatever. This is a great opportunity to pick up the phone and call Therese, call Chelsea, and say, I need somebody for the night of the wedding. I need somebody, a coach, a companion, somebody while my child is home, just for 2-3 days. And this way, it's a less of a percentage of a chance of relapse. So just for relapse prevention, it's worth it for sure.
Right.
Did you want to say something?
Yes, and also sometimes people are triggered on business trips, in hotels, on airplanes. So as you mentioned, and you know, I appreciate you recognizing that's a great tool, you know, to use us in those situations for relapse prevention, anything that's triggering.
Right. Can you talk a little bit about the 12-step programs and how you're involved with the 12 steps?
We believe 100% in the 12-step programs. What we do is not 12-step in that we encourage the clients to embrace some kind of community. It may be 12 steps. As I said, you know, we believe they have the highest success rate, of course, 12-step programs. There's also Smart Recovery. There's also Refuge. There's also, you know, just community within their religious
religious community. So it's our job to just find them somewhere where they can connect with people who are going through similar things and where they can be honest and open.
Okay. Before we run out of time, I really want to talk about family involvement. And that is because parents, you know, always want and they feel entitled, which I agree, when their loved one's in trouble or inpatient, and if they're over age, over a certain age, and every town, city, and state is another age. But not always do therapists, are they able to share information. So quickly, if you can just tell us how that works with someone that's over 18 or 16 or whatever the age is, wherever they're going to be. What information can you share with parents?
Yeah, so we, I mean, it's really is specific to each individual case, because what we're looking at is what's in the best interest of the client who's in new to recovery, and what's in the best interest of the family. So really what we do, we communicate with our companions daily. We have notes. We work with the treatment team. So that's the other thing. You know, we work with the therapist. We work with whatever their team is going to be. We identify that pretty early on in the process. And then we communicate updates to the family so that they know what the client's working on and how they're doing and any obstacles that they're running into. And we also work with the families to help, you know, to your point earlier, to help make sure that they're receiving the, you know, attention that they deserve, because that's equally as important, that they have their own recovery, whether that's through Al-Anon and 12 steps or whether that's through something else, making sure that they have some sort of community of their own.
Great. All right. Well, it's wonderful having you on the show. Thank you, Therese and Chelsea, for being
on tonight. Thank you so much, and thanks to MASC again as well. We're so grateful to know about all the work that you do, and thanks so much to you and your staff for having us tonight.
Thank you, and anyone interested in reaching Chelsea or Therese, please call MASC 718-758-0400 and go online, maskparents.org, to listen to all previous shows and make your donation today to help fund some of these most expensive programs that must be done in order to have higher recovery rate, you know, less relapse, percentage of less relapse. I would like to wish everybody a wonderful evening, a beautiful Shabbos, and always remember, hang in, hold on, and hug tight. Thank you, and have a good night.
Does it seem like you're spending more on your health care but getting less? Does it feel like it costs more than tuition or housing? Finally, a better way to manage your health expenses. United Refuah HealthShare enables the Jewish community nationwide to engage in health care cost sharing without compromising beliefs or quality of care. Your doctor, your hospital, your health. United Refuah HealthShare also provides care guidance for health needs and illnesses, no-cost, unlimited 24-hour access to telemedicine doctors, saving you time and money, and a comprehensive nationwide discount program for prescriptions, dental, vision, and durable medical equipment. Many members are saving over $10,000 a year on their health care. Find out more by calling now, toll-free, 1-855-SHARE-55. That's 1-855-SHARE-55. Or by visiting yourhealthshare.org. United Refuah, the first and only Jewish health-sharing organization. United Refuah is not an insurance company and does not offer insurance.